Livestock haulers are still seeking flexibility in hours of service rules that fall under electronic logging device regulations. Livestock Marketing Association Government and Industry Affairs Director Chelsea Good says legislation has been introduced in Congress regarding the issue.
We have a livestock-specific exemption in the current appropriations process, which runs through September 30th. You can feel pretty good that we've got that ELD exemption probably again for the next fiscal year. But honestly, a full ELD exemption probably going to need to happen in permanent legislation or through working with the agency, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, is getting additional hours of service drive time.
Good says another topic for the livestock industry is animal identification and traceability. By 2023, USDA is requiring animals to have electronic radio frequency identification tags.
So LMA is spending a lot of time with our membership this summer getting feedback, figuring out exactly how we handle this topic going forward, because it's obviously something for a lot of the producers we work with that we end up in the market having to help them comply, identify animals, and there's a cost there for producers and our auction businesses. So just reacting to some of the realities out there.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.